I'm talking with Rob Talbot, co-owner and manager of Maddox Farm Production. Welcome, Rob.
Hey, Susie, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is a busy time of year, so thanks for taking time today to talk about Maddox Farm Production and the 2021 Sandpoint Summer Music Series. We're just kind of smack dab in the middle of that, but before we get into that and kind of find out what the bands are all about and what that means, why don't you tell us a little bit about Maddox Farm Production and the history and mission, because it has a really cool story behind it.
Yeah, thanks. My wife and I decided, this is about 5 years ago, decided we wanted to see more music in the community that was family friendly and that was affordable. There's a lot of music in this community. It's amazing to be a part of it. The music community here. But what we saw was a space where, you know, it was difficult to take your family and afford it and to feel safe and comfortable in a space. So we were really excited to start this off about 4.5 years ago with Yarn at the Panda Theater and followed up with some good shows and now to be able to do the summer series in Farm and Park after a year hiatus because of COVID. We're excited to be able to bring that back and looking forward to continuing that.
And when you say to bring quality, family friendly, it's also a certain kind of music that you're kind of looking for. If it's family friendly, it's not hard rock and it's got an atmosphere. How do you kind of make that determination of what fits into your picture of what you want to bring?
Well, part of it is the music itself. Is it fun? What are the lyrics? Are they fun, exciting? Are they divisive? Do they bring up points and things that, you know, that kids don't need to be a part of? So I try to bring in music that's lighthearted, might have some good meaning to it, but it's not going to be anything that's offensive or that kids need their earmuffs for.
Sounds like something uplifting and kind of fun. Maybe a little bit. I noticed, we'll get into that first series that you had recently, but let's, I noticed one thing at the park on July 22nd, when you had Heels to the Hardwood, the first series this summer.
Yes, ma'am.
There was a big dance area. And so kids love to dance. And I noticed right away, the kids are the first ones out there. So it's kind of music that has a little bit of a dance to it.
Yeah, usually it's something that's again kind of upbeat, has a dancey feel, has a dancey option. It's probably one of my favorite things to see multiple generations dancing together. So most music that I bring has that flavor to it. Sometimes it's more sit down, listen, but the summer series is not going to be that way. All the bands I picked for the summer series are for community gathering and dancing is part of that, in my opinion.
I think you're right. So the summer music series had its first concert, as I said, on July 22nd. It was free. It was at Farm and Park. And everyone from four weeks old to very old people were there sitting around in the park, having picnics, having fun, and listening to a really good band called Heels to the Hardwood. Just as a little idea of how much fun it was, this was the first time that band had played in front of a live audience. What did he say, 18 months or something?
Yeah. So they
were pretty excited too. So tell us all about the summer music series, maybe a little bit about, you know, where it is, what time it is, and then we'll talk a little bit about what's coming up.
So we've got two more events. This year they're all on Thursdays. Honestly, it feels like that's a good fit moving forward. This year it's kind of spaced out a little bit differently because of, you know, COVID has made things really interesting in the music community. And as the music community bounces back, the supply chains, whether that's audio equipment, sound techs, musicians, all that stuff is kind of hard to come by right now. So putting together this series has been kind of difficult. So it's not every other week like I would like to see or once a month, but it is July 22nd. And then the next one is August 12th and then August 26th. So we've got two more events, August 12th and August 26th, with Super Sparkle on the 12th and Stillhouse Junkies on the 26th.
That's right. I just read that one. So they're at the park. They're at Farman Park, where the farmer's market is every Saturday.
Correct.
These are on Thursday evening. It starts at 6, but...
Starts at 6 and goes till about 8. Mm-hmm. We're going to have, we have vendors. That's something I've been working on since the last show. We're going to have more vendors there this time, including several food vendors. So we're excited to kind of expand that and work on that part of the space. It was important to us to really get a good vibe, good community vibe with good music and set that stage first. And now we're kind of bringing in some of the other parts and pieces.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of people having a lot of fun. So let's talk a little bit about the band that's coming up on August 12th. That's a Thursday night, and they'll be starting to perform at 6. Come early, bring your picnic. So tell us about that band. It's called Super Sparkle.
Yeah, you mentioned come early. People were set up by like 5 o'clock last time, 5:15, ready to go. So that was awesome to see. Super Sparkle, though, they're from they're out of Spokane, and they've got a ton of talent. And a ton of energy. Their influences are 60s and 70s funk, pop, Motown. Like, they're just a lot of fun. They've got backup dancers to kind of keep the energy flowing, horns, keys, guitars, drums. Like, it's the whole gamut, basically.
It sounds like a really fun band. It's an 8-member band. As you say, backup dancers, 60s blend of a distinctive Motown feel. I bet they have amazing harmonies going on.
They do. They actually have 3 lead singers that switch back and forth on the songs and do backup vocals as well. So I really, one thing I love is for a band not to sound the same every song. I don't want to go, wait, did they play a different song? Or not, like, I want to know that there's a progression of songs, and I want to hear that. And I think a lot of other people do too. So when I pick bands, I like to pick bands that are having that have a different sound and can have some variety in their music. And Super Sparkle definitely fits that bill.
Here's a little bit more about Super Sparkle. Is well known for their fun, groovy beats, captivating vocals, harmony probably, spontaneity, and infectious energy. So there you go. That's on August 12th at Farman Park. Band starts playing at 6, about 6 to 8. That sounds pretty cool. Actually, that's my kind of music, 60s.
Yeah.
Music. So.
Yeah. And something I really want to throw out there too is, like, and we've kind of hinted on it a couple of times, these shows are free. Like, you just come up. Just come in. It is gated off because because iCarts is doing beer and wine. We have to put a fence around, but there are two or three gates, ways to get in. So please just come on by and check it out. And the reason it's free is because we have some amazing sponsors. It's really an honor to be working with these sponsors and have this much success bringing in this music because of the community. We have, and I like to read off those sponsors if you don't mind.
Yeah, please do, because I think it's important. Part of being a sponsor for something that brings so much culture and warmth and goodness to our community is that you get a little bit of PR. So who are your sponsors there?
So we have a Washington Trust Bank. The local branch here is amazing and worked with me.
By the way, just so you know, Washington Trust is also a KRFY underwriter.
Awesome. I'm guessing many of these sponsors are too. Pondre Arts Council is a big part of this. KPND Radio, Evans Brothers Coffee Roasters, K102 Country, the Gaddis family made an amazing contribution to make sure this happens. The Sandpoint Reader. Selly Design Group, who did all of our posters, which are, I think, amazing. The 7B Grooves, which is a great record store right off of Fifth Avenue. We got the Mycelium Collective and the Lay Me Down podcast that is their most recent project. We got Upside Kombucha and the Nova's Evergreen Realty, which just helped us find a great house in this crazy market. So I'm excited to have them on.
Fantastic. So kudos to the sponsors for bringing something, helping you bring something to our community. Another question I have, Rob, I am talking with Rob Talbot, co-owner and manager of Maddox Farm Production, just so our listeners know. Rob, so besides this series of three shows this summer, you go out and find music for other venues post, pre-COVID, before COVID. And, you know, we're changing, things are moving forward now, but you used to have some music at the Heartwood Center and things like that. But how do you go out and find bands, by the way? I mean, how did you find Super Sparkle?
Yeah, so we've done shows at the Heartwood Center, the Panada, as well as the Pearl in Bonner's Ferry. All those are amazing venues that we're looking forward to getting back into once things calm down and get to the right space. But I also do all the booking at iCarts, and we got some great shows at iCarts coming up soon, including Tim Snyder this coming Sunday. So
I've had him in
the back of your mind.
Right, I've had him in the studio. He is one energetic fiddle player.
He is amazing.
He's amazing.
So you know, the way I'm pretty selfish in this. I want to hear good music. And that's kind of what I do, is I go out and I listen to music, you know, I might check a band that I like and see where they play. And then I see who else is playing in that venue. And I just like good, you know, find good music. And then I try to figure out whether or not they're interested in coming to the area and whether or not I can find a space that fits them, you know, whether it's 500 capacity at the Panada or it's 200 capacity at the Heartwood Center, or it's Summerfest is another thing that I book for the Eureka Institute. Or if it's iCarts, you know, 90 to 80 cap at the iCarts. So just seeing what fits those vibes. And there's been some musicians that I really liked that I felt like were a better fit at another space in town. So I connected them to that space because I just thought it was a better fit.
Do you have something coming up at the Heartwood Center?
I do not right now, no.
Okay. Looking
hopefully sooner than later, but we'll see.
Okay. Well, stay tuned. So where do people go to find out what's going on, to look at your really nice website, by the way? And do you have post?
Yeah, you know, we're on social media. We do have an Instagram page, we have a Facebook page. We have our website, which is maddoxfarm.com, M-A-T-T-O-X, farm.com. And no, we don't have any vegetables for sale, unfortunately. The name actually came from, it's my grandmother's maiden name. And my wife and I got married on that farm just over five years ago now. And our wedding was a music festival. Basically, we had three music, you know, bands play throughout the day, and that's the name is paying homage to the heritage that I have, that we have, that allowed us the freedom and the energy to do this.
Cool. And that's Mattox, M-A-T-T-O-X, farm, yes, F-A-R-M productions.
Yes, Mattox, M-A-T-T-O-X, farm singular, productions plural.
That's a good way to put it. You've worked that one out already. Okay.
I've been doing that a while.
Yeah. So you've got something. So you've got this series. I was looking on your website. It looks like you at one point had John Craigie booked to play at the Heartwood, and that was canceled in 2020. So maybe you'll bring him back around eventually.
We had a great lineup there end of March, early April, or through April of 2020. We had John Craigie, we had Fruition, and Digging Dirt all into the Heartwood Center. Going to be a great month, and unfortunately did not happen.
Okay, well, maybe it will happen in the future because we're moving forward. So August 12th, Super Sparkle, free concert at the park. That's Farm and Park in downtown Sandpoint. Concert starts at 6. Come early, bring your picnic or buy from one of the food carts that will be there.
Feel free to bring food and drinks, but just no alcoholic beverages. And the city does ask that you don't bring dogs into Farm and Park. So picnic lunch is great. Some sodas are great. Some water is great. No alcohol, no pets, please.
All right. There you go. And no smoking, folks. Let's just put it that way. Don't be smoking anywhere. It's too hot out. Okay. So anything else you want to say, Rob?
I'd say check out the other band, Stillhouse Junkies, for August 26th. They're a really high energy, fun bluegrass band out of Colorado. So, Susie, you know me. I've got to have at least one bluegrass band out of this group, right?
Well, I probably wouldn't even be talking to you if you didn't have at least one bluegrass band.
That's true.
No, you've done a good thing for our community. We really appreciate someone that cares that much about good music that is family friendly, for one thing, but also, well, these are free. And so thanks to all your sponsors, and thanks to you and your wife for being the owners, managers of Maddox Farm Productions.
Thanks. And do you mind if I read off the sponsors one more time?
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Washington Trust Bank, Pondre Arts Council, KPND, Evans Brothers, K102, the Gaddis Family, Sandpoint Reader, Stelly Design Group, 7B Grooves, the Mycelium Collective, Upside Kombucha, and the Novas with Evergreen Realty. Please thank them and let them know that they're doing a great thing for the community. It's really, for me, it's an honor to be a part of something like this. And to be a part of the music community here in Sandpoint is just an honor. And I thank you, Susie, for everything that you do in this community as well. So, and well, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, Rob, thank you so much. Thanks for taking the time. And thanks for all that you do for our community also.